You have reached the voicemail box of Game Thing, Season 7. No clip. You have 21 new messages. Sunday, the 31st of December, 2023, at 3:10 p.m.
Hi, David. I am calling you here right at the end of 2023 to assign our final no-clip game. And I'm going to choose one I'm playing at the moment, fully clipped, and that I've actually sunk about 18 hours into already, which is the Talos Principle 2, which was developed by Crow Team and published by Devolver Digital in November of this year. I have played the first Talos Principle, but kind of bounced off it. This one I've obviously found more engaging for various reasons. It's very, very beautiful. The writing is good. I actually think very fondly of the game's writer, Jonas Kairatsis, and his game, The Sea Will Claim Everything, from 2012. I feel like we had some dealings kind of back then around that time. That may have just been chatting on Twitter, as most things were. And it's a puzzle game, largely based around connecting beams of light to the receptors of beams of light. And it has a great big overarching story about robots who I think are actually people or think that they are people. Don't ask me too many questions. There's a lot of ancient Greek mythology going on. Like I said, it's well written. It's quite enjoyable, but there's a lot of it. There's a lot of reading you can do. You find these sort of file systems in various places. You can read a ton of stuff, or you can just listen to the robots talking about what's going on. So yeah, solve puzzles in various locations, beautiful locations, very cool architecture to solve it in. Feels very no-clip friendly. It's got a kind of archaeological vibe to it already. And we will be the ghostly archaeologists amongst these walls. To noclip itself, you need to add a parameter, a command line parameter in Steam. Well, at least that's what I did, which is hyphen what would Athena do, all one word, with title casing, and then space destroy, capital D. That's got something to do with the plot of the game. You can find out about that for yourself. And then once you're actually playing the game, you can hit Y to enable the combination of flying, god mode, and no collision. So, onward and inward we go. And looking forward to roboting around with you completely separately. Bye, David.
Bye.
Sunday, the 31st of December, 2023, at 8:01 p.m.
3, 2, 1. Not yet. Hey, Pippin, it's a very blurry David here. Crispy and fried, scattered, shattered and whole. Waffle House lingo for you there. So I'm reporting for duty. After continuing with the aforementioned deadline. I've been sitting here since just before 9 a.m. Very excited to step away, but I saw your call and wanted to make sure I got back to you for the year and day was out. So, yeah, Talos Principle 2, I feel like I knew this was coming because either I learned it had no clip in it at the outset or I remember the first one did, and I don't know, it's all a bit of a jumble. I just sent the last email of the year. This will be the last voicemail of the year. These will be my last thoughts of the year. But like yourself, I had played and bounced off of the first Talos Principle. Steam tells me I last played it on January 15th, 2015, for then a total of 6 hours, and I reviewed it for Common Sense Media, and in that review I wrote that players will spend their time reading emails and piecing together what became of a ruined utopia, which honestly feels like how I spend every day, including today. But no, I had been curious about the second one, and thank you to the publisher for sending me a key. I mean, really, anyway, you know, there's just no way I would let this year finish out as the ball drops. without connecting beams of light to the receptors of beams of light in parallel with you. I can just think of no better way. And what would Athena do in Destroy? Those are actually literally on the rubber bracelets that I wear to raise awareness for both causes. But I had two thoughts having not played this yet. One is that I know NoClip is added to help developers in some teams. Like, some find it helpful, some don't. And I feel like NoClip is rarer in games now than it has been. Like, I think this is the first game of the season, this last one, that's from the current decade. You know, other than Stardew and Antichamber, everything has been from, like, decades plural ago. But I don't know. Other things that come to mind, and I don't know if it's come up before, does playing NoClip on your first outing with a game ruin it? Is it any less absurd than trying to speedrun games in a week, as we've done before? And this being a puzzle game, at least compared to Antichamber, I mean, based on the hours you've logged and now you're NoClipping it, do you see how the pieces fit or how the light connects? Or I guess this is what you talk about anyway, but what is this showing you? All right, man. Happy New Year. Bye.
Tuesday, the 2nd of January, 2024, at 1:50 p.m.
Hey, David. I've managed to spend a bit of time with TP2, as it's known, by the cool guys. And I've made it to sort of the starting point of where you begin the puzzles, largely by skipping all of the non-compulsory cutscenes and dialogue and stuff like that. And yeah, we have a real role reversal here from the Zelda discussion, because now I'm the one who has played a whole bunch of this game, including, what's it called? Second Quest? Talos Principle 2 Second Quest. It's called Talos Principle 4. But yeah, I'm more experienced than you are. I'll be using a lot of lingo that you're probably not going to understand, but just roll with it. but yeah, even as someone who's, you know, sunk a bunch of time into this game and been in its spaces, I got pretty disoriented even in the opening sequence because I had NoClip on, because I immediately blew up into the sky on purpose and couldn't find the way out. And had to kind of just navigate around based on where the puzzles themselves were to find the exit. So there's this whole thing around, you know, the guidance of architecture and embeddedness in the world and having your feet on the ground that goes away with NoClip. Makes me wonder, actually, whether real ghosts feel totally lost as they float around through our walls and lurk in our basements. I don't know. What do you think? Are real ghosts lost as well?
Friday, the 5th of January, 2024, at 1:01 a.m.
Ring, ring. Hey, Pippin. It's David. Is it, too far into the year now for me to tell you what my New Year's resolution is? It's 640 by 480. But hey, ghosts keep coming up. I think you're largely bringing them up, but it's a pertinent thing, and I don't know if ghosts are lost. I think if I think about it, I'd have to say no, because they use GPS, and you know what the G stands for. But I think, really thinking about it, I think part of what makes existing as a ghost so curse-like, or like you've got the bad ending to a life, is that you're stuck in this knowledge you can't communicate to others, so you become this sort of forever observer. I don't know if you saw this movie from 2017 called The E-Ghost Story. It's kind of about the enormity of existence, but also how finite it is, or the ways where ghosts know things they can't tell anyone. I think that's actually also, as I said before about the emails, that's a good summation of what TP2 is like, so far, I was able to spend about 100 minutes on it this evening, finally. And, you know, since we're revisiting the revisiting, I asked before, does it ruin a game? And I think that's not quite it, playing Noclip for the first time. It's really made me aware here how much exists beyond the world of a game that's really just there to be the theater that you go along with, to have it be in the background, or I guess to put it another way, just like it's one of many carrots that games tend to dangle that it also tries to keep out of grasp so that you sort of stay focused on where it wants you to be focused on. And so, you know, usually these carrots are like mountains in the distance, but in TP2 with Noclip, like the mountains you can never reach, you can. But then you get there, and it's just geometry, or it's just a bunch of jagged lines, or it's just a bunch of sharp points. And in Noclip, the world, I think, just really reveals how fake it is. And so, you know, what I did is sort of what I seem to always do in Noclip, which is I go up as far as I can, and I found that you cannot touch the clouds. I went up about as high as possible, which is above the pyramids, and eventually your robot's legs just start kicking like a tired swimmer, and then I turned off Noclip, and I fell and fell, and I fell and fell, and I fell and fell, and then you fall through the ground, and then you keep going a little bit, and then it just spits you right back out at the beginning, and then I was like, okay, well, this time I'll go as low as possible, and then I found a computer under the ground that I couldn't do anything with, like a whole terminal, and so I pushed past that, and I went down and down and down and down as far as possible, and I came to this area with this really lovely blue and yellow gradient, and I turned off Noclip, and you just keep flying forever, and eventually became a shadow self, like a projection against some sort of cave wall. So I guess that's just to say I'm aimlessly walking to the ends of the earth alone, and I've never seen a puzzle, and I've not engaged with the game and what it is you're quote-unquote supposed to be doing, but that's what TP is for. Bye-bye.
Friday, the 5th of January, 2024, at 8:19 a.m. Friday, the 5th of January, 2024, at 3:06 p.m.
Hey, friend. Spent some time in TP2 Noclip mode. I'm assuming you've noticed the way that it proudly or accusingly displays the words "Cheats Enabled" in all caps on the top right-hand side of your screen, including a list of all of the cheats that you currently have enabled, like God, Fly, Noclip, Turbo. And I've been really enjoying it. I will say another kind of layer on top of the ruining the game conversation. I don't even know if that conversation is interesting or isn't interesting, but something I noticed this time is how playing this way, walking through walls, ignoring geometry, while also paying close attention to the geometry, how much of a kind of complementary experience that is to playing the game straight up and clippy. There's a kind of relaxation of all of the stresses of solving the actual puzzles and traversing the actual ground and crunching my robot feet on the pathways, which I like, but there's something nice, like kind of a spa day of floating around and just kind of looking and doing what I want to do in this unmoored way that I find very satisfying. And as for whether, you know, Noclip is revealing how fake all of this is, I think it's an interesting game for that because I feel like the game is very much about things like Plato's cave and the question of what is real and orders of reality. You know, this whole question of what a human is that the game is very much about. I mean, you're playing as these robots walking around in this puzzle world, puzzle island, But the robots talk about themselves as humans. I admit I haven't paid close enough attention to all of this, but I'm sort of assuming that they are robot bodies with human consciousness in them. And then I think also to this question of reality and breaking the reality of the game, it kind of doubles around, or it's more knotty than that, I think, when I go to the very, very, very impossibly high top of a tower and find that it's all modeled out up there. Like, the geometry is real. There's no faking. There is like a little, you know, kind of curved, rusty wire thing sticking out of the building, and it's fully modeled, and the rust texture is on it, and nobody would ever, ever, ever see it. Except maybe in photo mode, and maybe that's why they bothered to model everything out so much. Or just having the experience of standing inside a rock and looking at how sculpted it is. Like, when you're inside things, as we've experienced in lots of these games, you can see how the model works better because you're looking through the back faces, and you can kind of in some ways see the curvature and the vertices and the triangles that make up these things better when you're inside them. And just, you know, a random rock is very, very modeled. It boggles my mind, really, that my computer can render all of this out. It kind of makes me reevaluate my understanding of what computers are capable of, whatever game engine this is capable of. I'm assuming it's Unreal, but I'm aware that I don't actually know that. And so, yeah, I'm having this kind of spy experience of enjoying how real the stuff really is. I went and kind of just immediately solved the first area by you go into the elevator in that tower and you go up. And part of what happens is you go up, you talk to a sphinx, you know, usual stuff. And then a big gun comes out of the dais that the sphinx was on and shoots a green beam of light out of the tower. It's all part of the puzzle solving experience. But in exploring that tower in Noclip, I was able to, you know, to fly to the top of the tower, to find the room where that happens. It's all really there, in the same space as all of the puzzles that are down at the ground level. And if you go into the dais, the gun is inside the dais. And there's just the sense of how real and present all of the stuff is that makes me really think about
Friday, the 5th of January, 2024, at 4:21 p.m.
Hey, Pip and Steven. Finally coming to the end of this deadline I've been referring to, and pleased to report I am slap happy and wanted to share a bit of a song I've been singing all day. Just goes like this. Two gorillas eating gorilla food. Anyway, that's my state of mind. Kind of continues to crack me up. I wanted to share that. But back to the matter at hand. In recentering, and I agree, I don't know if it's interesting or not to talk about whether Noclip, you know, ruins the game, but there might be a question behind that question. So in that spirit, I thought I would just share with you, and to recenter, ask you a question about, in playing at Noclip for now close to 2 hours, the game seems to be about making some walls disappear so you can touch sizzling Tetris pieces, which are called sigils. To do this, sometimes you need to direct beams of light at each other. Sometimes there are literal signs telling you in what general direction these shapes are. And there are some objects, connectors, you can't take past certain doorways because there's some sort of blockage. And these objects, there are many places where you can't drop them. Also, if you drop them below the world, they disappear forever. But if you collect enough sigils, you can use an arranger to fill a grid that opens other doorways to you. And so that's kind of my sense of what TP2 is. Is that right? Could I be more right? Could I be more wrong? All right, I'm going to think about gorillas eating gorilla food. Puts a smile on my face. Bye, Pippin.
Friday, the 5th of January, 2024, at 8:04 p.m.
Hey, David, you're right and wrong about the game in that you are still in the tutorial world, which takes place in a kind of dream in the garden of someone called Elohim, and that the real game takes place after that. So perhaps my main recommendation is go into the light, David, and start the real game. But the real game is very much like the dream game in that you continue to connect light sources to light receivers with those connectors, which are kind of like lenses that connect a laser beam from one place to another. There's a bunch more gizmos and twists on the basic ideas, but yeah, you're opening doors and trying to get to an endpoint to put your hand on a hand scanner and prove that you did it, which you're doing to go into a tower, to set off a mega light beam, to go into a mega structure, to, well, we'll find out what comes next. Bye!
Saturday, the 6th of January, 2024, at 1:44 a.m.
But hail, fair traveler. How does one step into the light without turning off and on noclip? Because that's what I had to do earlier this evening after close to 2 hours just moseying around and stopping and taking in the scenery and picking up Tetris pieces and eventually finding a... seemed like a manhole cover with light all around it. So I had turned noclip off and on, and then now that I did that, the game seems to be about wandering the countryside and looking at the bottoms of trees, noticing they have no roots. That's from doing that from below, looking up. And then also finding large facilities that look like coral from above and painted Easter eggs from below. And the more that I walk around and see a list admonishing me for having God mode on, a list of cheats, as you mentioned, you know, rather than how you usually enter in these codes, which is just once, and then you understand it's on, as we just did in Doom. What does this mean, that God is cheating? Because, you know, you asked about ghosts, but what does having that rubbed in your face all the time, what does that do to you? Because in TP2, there's all this talk about simulation and simulacra, and it lets you behind the veil repeatedly, which is basically just for robots who call themselves humans, granting you the gift of social media, and something about a need to have 1,000 humans. And anyway, in between all of that, I mean, what goes through your mind about the world and what you're trying to do as a player every time you have to turn noclip on and off? Or maybe a simpler question would be, what do you do? What makes you stop in your tracks? Never mind. Good night.
Saturday, the 6th of January, 2024, at 2:22 p.m.
Hey, man. The display of the cheats that are currently active sort of digs at me in part because it displays when I'm playing my regular game as well, where I'm, whatever, 24 hours in. It still says cheats enabled, which feels unfair. But I can't be bothered changing the command line parameter every time I switch between noclip and clip in terms of having cheats available. But one of the things that it does mean is that you get to see the game toggling cheats on and off in specific situations, notably whenever it wants to take control away from you, like when you get into the little shuttle that moves you between the different puzzle zones. It enables, I think, God mode and noclip, presumably to avoid any kind of unfortunate, you know, your robot body banging into the colliders of other stuff while it's moving along in the train, and to make sure, I guess, that you don't die for possibly the same reasons. So some little safety cheats that you wouldn't be aware of when you're just playing the game.
normal style, but that you see coming in and out in this mode. And what makes me stop in my tracks? I mean, I think the thing that I kind of purposefully stop myself in my tracks to do is to, as it sounds like you're maybe doing as well, to kind of embody aspects of the landscape and the flora and the architecture. Earlier today, I lined myself up so that I was inside one of those ubiquitous tarnished bronze statues that are everywhere, these sort of bold guys, I guess. I lined myself up so my eyes were behind its eyes and sort of tried to experience life as a statue. You know, life as mere substance instead of this consciousness that's so very much at the forefront of the game's narrative and the beautiful importance of human consciousness for appreciating the universe, etc., etc. Also makes me think of a book by Ian Bogost called Alien Phenomenology, which is very much about, like, what's it like to be other stuff. And that's a long-standing conversation in philosophy, especially there's the what's it like to be a bat essay, I guess that's at the heart of all of that. But also this area called object-oriented ontology, which is trying to sort of deprioritize humanness, human consciousness as the be-all and end-all of perception and experience. But, you know, this this is a puzzle game, David. So have you solved any puzzles? And how has Noclip made you relate to the puzzles? Have you tried solving them straight up? Or is it not even possible because Noclip is simply too powerful a weapon against them? See ya. Bye, 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 bye.
Saturday, the 6th of January, 2024, at 9:08 p.m. Sunday, the 7th of January, 2024, at 1:57 p.m.
Hey, Defense David. Actually, I was hoping to get your machine. Hang on. Okay, I think that's better. Yeah, I was hoping to get your machine because I think I have a lot to say, and I kind of just wanted to say my piece without you interrupting, if that's okay. So I realized last night, now that I'm about 6 hours in, I realized, and you just said based on your playtime, I realized you didn't start over because you didn't start over with Noclip because I was stuck for a really long time not realizing you had to just step into the light in the beginning because I couldn't find it, and also I wasn't looking for it, but also you can't unless you turn off Noclip. And then what I talked about later, maybe last night, two nights ago, I was stuck in this one area, you know, after you meet this friendly robot, and I guess you learn you are the 1K human robot thing, person, place. I was stuck in that area because I mentioned these mountains and those coral buildings, and there was a city, and I noticed there was a whole balcony outside of where I was of robots stuck in a T pose, and I didn't know what was going on, and I couldn't find anything. One of the things I wanted to say, it seemed like the game was about, was honestly I had no idea, because I couldn't find anything to do. I just found a bunch of empty buildings and countryside and walked to the ends of the earth and just kept finding nothing and nobody. And that's because I had to turn Noclip off in that hallway near that first robot who gives me social media. And then you walk through that door where all the other robots are, and there's like a whole ceremony, and then you go off and ride a train and go into the city, and there's a library and all these other things and tons of people to talk to and pictures of cats. But the whole city was empty before I had turned off Noclip and just went through this one door. And so now I've been on this expedition. I haven't seen any puzzles, to answer your question. I've been on this expedition and went AWOL without really meaning to on Noclip, where really you're just supposed to investigate some structure and then get some schematics. But these things with Noclip on, I realize, like, the main purpose of Noclip is, like, you could basically interrupt the chronology of what the game wants you to do. So it's funny how it makes the central mystery or mysteries more confusing rather than some sort of more game-like, straightforward hoops to jump through. So, like, there's a big pair of golden doors out here in this field, and what's behind them? Like, you can poke your head in and see, but can you understand, and are you worthy? No. On the other hand, like, there's this big ornate pyramid covered in a blanket of fog, and you can approach, and what's inside of it? Just a bunch of walls, you know, nothing. It's both mystical and not, or something you can't even see. And then on the other hand, that's three hands now. Sometimes you go into the pyramid, and it's got, like, a nice translucent shimmering overlay on the sky, which is pleasant and trippy, but not a puzzle.
Monday, the 8th of January, 2024, at 4:39 p.m.
Hey, David. I called this number 3 times already, but I got scared. I put my phone back in place. but really, I have encountered the T-Pose party as well. Because I did restart the game in order to noclip in it, in no small part because this is the first time I think we've played a game that I'm currently playing properly, and where I don't want the spoilers that noclip just spews left, right, and center, even while, as you're saying, it's totally confusing and you don't understand what's happening, but because I'm in the game, I, for instance, really, really don't want to poke my face through the golden doors because I haven't figured out how those golden doors open. And to just walk through them and see the puzzle on the other side, I assume it's a puzzle, would just feel very wrong to me. But yeah, it is super confusing. That was the thing I thought as I restarted the game, was the relationship between the kind of the narrative and noclip, the way that the narrative is... Well, I naturally just kind of no-clipped my way through it, as in I skipped all of the stuff. And so you don't know what's going on. You can't trigger the crucial cutscenes that transition you to new spaces. And yeah, it's just a weird, weird world with no-clip. Meanwhile, I have been looking at the puzzles because I love me a puzzle. And... I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was, for whatever reason, how pointless they feel. But I have spent some time kind of obstinately trying to solve puzzles the wrong way because of noclip. For example, grabbing a connector by putting it, like, high up on top of a wall so that it just can connect to things that are behind, you know, that shouldn't be connected to in that moment. And I've even managed to connect things to the wrong puzzle to solve a different puzzle somewhere else. So all of this kind of, you know, layer upon layer of spatial misbehavior that is at the heart of noclip is pointless because I can just go into the elevator in the tower and trigger the big gun and move on from that area, but I think because I'm playing the game vanilla as well, there's a real pleasure to seeing things done the wrong way. Doing things the wrong way is a nice mode of being. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing things the wrong way. That's my plan for the year. Bye.
Monday, the 8th of January, 2024, at 6:07 p.m.
Hey, Pip, it's David. Very heartened to hear your message, because I was going to call. And I guess if we had connected, I would have told you the same, but now I'm leaving you a message. R.E. Pointless, but since you mentioned the wrong way, I have to ask if you're a fan of Sublime. Maybe you're not a fan of music. I noticed my gorilla song went right over your head. It sailed, it noclipped right over your ears, but I find myself having now, quote-unquote, solved a bunch of puzzles, asking myself, if I can noclip, why would I care about the puzzles? Because they do feel rather pointless in a game player sense, but also in the sense of all this stuff about, are you a god? Who are you? What do we aspire to be? All the philosophical talk in the games. It makes me realize how small the confines of the puzzles are. And maybe that's not a great sign for a puzzle game, that the point of the puzzles is, like,
going around walls and hitting switches when there's just all this other splendor and things and weirdnesses to find for yourself in the world, and then also this the many labs that seem to exist in these other very ornate, nature-y areas. I've used all my words for today. Sorry, Pippin. But yeah, I've made quite a bit of progress, I think. It's kind of lost on me. I think I've played about 8 hours now, and I've met the Sphinx, I've met Pandora. My favorite noclip experience so far, maybe all season, maybe I can say, because we're getting towards the end now. I saw 1K's character's eyeballs, nostrils, and presumably mouth from inside of your character's head. But seen as an external surface, so it's kind of like noclip also you can see inside someone's head. But yeah, I mean, I'm just touching a lot of progress wheels and kind of ignoring the rest of the game, and I think I found the game more fun to explore, but I think just like offering much more exploration, and I think the things that are in the spirit of the puzzle by completely disregarding them. Rather than this sequence of 8 puzzles, activate a tower, and then you go around. And yeah, some of the conversations are interesting too, but everyone just talks about puzzles, and I don't think we're really saying the same things to each other. Not you and I, that is, Pippin. Not you and I. Bye for now.
Monday, the 8th of January, 2024, at 6:13 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, sorry to climb back. I realized I forgot to ask you and I meant to. Are you the sort of person who usually cares about spoilers? Do you avoid them?
Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2024, at 2:41 p.m.
Heyo! I like the idea of a favorite noclip of the season. I guess that ties in well with small noclips done well kind of idea. And yeah, I thought, like, weirdly, Felix was, when he occasionally takes over control of the game when we're playing the normal vanilla mode, he loves, like you, to switch it into third person by hitting the H key. And then somehow, often, maybe probably on purpose, I don't know, he's like almost 5, so maybe he's doing stuff intentionally now. He presses 1K, the robot that we are, into a corner and then rotates the camera around. And because of the way cameras work in these sorts of games, and maybe because I sort of assumed that they made this game thinking of it as a first-person game and then allowed for a third-person as a possibility, when you rotate the camera and you're near a wall, the camera tries to stay inside the wall, but when it does that, it's possible that the camera clips into 1K's head. And so, yeah, Felix, too, has seen 1K's eyeballs and inner face bits. And I agree, it's a pretty cool thing to see, and it's like a weird kind of vision. I was going to say metaphor, but that doesn't make sense. It's very appropriate for how we experience video games, that we're kind of lurking inside somebody else's head in that way. My favorite noclip so far, maybe just of this game, I'm not sure if I can call it for the season, because we've seen a lot of stuff, and maybe this is something to discuss while we're wrapping up, is right now, I'm in the area underneath the elevator of the first tower. So there's that purple elevator that will take you up to the top of the tower in the first area. And I've been just kind of poking around those sorts of places, especially the tower architecture, because they're the most complex buildings in the game, and they're very visually imposing and interesting. They're totally useless functionally, except as a way to provide a way for you to go up high to turn on a light beam and continue solving puzzles. But I think one of the interesting things is that they have these spaces in them that are kind of negatively defined, which is a classic architectural thing, I suppose, in general. But there are these spaces that exist because of the way that they've modeled out or constructed the visible spaces of the tower. So if you kind of go underneath the elevator, you see this open room with a very low stone ceiling, a floor of grass, a sort of shimmer of the bottom end of the teleporter, this kind of weird lighting. It's quite dreamy and strange. And it's a really, it's a very interesting space, and it exists as the, just as the other side of other bits and pieces of architecture, which I think is very interesting. But what about you? Are you the sort of person who usually loves spoilers? Do you seek them out?
Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2024, at 2:55 p.m. Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2024, at 7:09 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, no. Like cliches, I avoid spoilers like the plague. And I actually looked it up because I feel like this pops up a lot in my circle of friends. Talking about storytelling, what have you seen? Have you seen this yet? How do you write stories? How do you do words? I talked to a friend of mine, Jack, last year. I called it up on Discord. I was asking him if he had seen the last season of Ted Lasso or the finale yet. And, yeah, we're always checking with each other. And he said, spoilers aren't real. Great stories surprise you, even when you've seen them a million times. Prove me wrong. And it's not really a challenge I wanted to do, but I feel like, I believe, like, I'd like to believe that for me, but for me, how things happen are as just as much of the experience as what happens, and I think it'd be very tempting, lazy, and easy, so let's do it, to say NoClip is a way of seeing through the how and the what of what happens in any story, but, you know, as we've discussed, like, there's certainly, like, a temporal wrench you can throw in, with NoClip, where it sort of stops mattering how or even what happens, because you lose all context and you're not where you belong. And I guess you sort of start to write your own, which is like maybe like a regular video game thing that happens anyway as a player. But, you know, off your mention of Felix and what buttons he's pressing, I don't know if you've seen this menu, but I'm on Steam Deck where you can press left on the D-pad and it brings up a menu for cheats. I guess debug, it's really development tool stuff. Although it does admonish you, as we've said, you know, you can ghost, you can turn on fly, you can turn on god, you can turn on turbo, which is a real godsend. I wish we had it in antechamber. But we asked, you know, we keep dragging our heels, even though I think we are discussing it. You know, I asked, does NoClip kind of ruin a game? And I'll just tell you this, I've been in the habit now of completing about half the game now, and before I even get out of the tram to a new area, I open up, there's a puzzle list in this menu, you can open it, and then there's a button that says solve all puzzles in a current cluster, and I've been doing that before I even, like, go out into an area now, just sort of explore and see, and also in the category of, like, easy, lazy things to say, I was like, oh, we could riff on, oh, are we like Prometheus? But, you know, that's in the spirit of this game. But I feel like, you know, what I've found is really the spirit of NoClip for me in TP2 is it's more about going headlong into the unknown, chasing off into a sunset, in the fog, in the sky, among the clouds, holding a fan that I liberated from its puzzle far, far away, and just dropping it into the ocean below and seeing what happens.
Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2024, at 10:25 p.m.
Hey, David. Yeah, your mention of Prometheus is reminding me of this game I made long, long ago called Let's Play Ancient Greek Punishment, where there was a Prometheus level where you were just chained to a rock. And there was a Sisyphus level where you pushed a rock up a hill over and over again. And if I may, Albert Camus, the famous existentialist, talked about how Sisyphus must be happy And I think, you know, to really, really paraphrase, one of the reasons he'd be happy is because he's got something to do. And he can focus on that, and he can do it, you know, do it well. He can do the job that the great game designer in the sky, Zeus, assigned to him, and he can take satisfaction in that. And maybe Noclip does ruin games because it takes that away. You kind of get abandoned by the game gods because there's nothing for you to do, or there's nothing for you to do that the gods have told you is worthwhile. And left to our own devices, we sometimes struggle a bit with meaning-making in virtual worlds, maybe. We're just so trained to think that the game should tell us what's important instead of finding it for ourselves. Do you think? Do you think? But maybe that's just me. I've been reviewing papers for the last 3 hours, so I'm pretty exhausted. Bye, David.
Thursday, the 11th of January, 2024, at 3:10 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, it's David, your brother and Taird. I don't know about Prometheus. I feel like I spend most of my days, just how this conversation started, right, thinking about how this game represents a lot of what I think about anyway. Or I think I'm just referring to my time in email. Yeah, I don't know about Prometheus. I feel like I spend most of my days thinking about another sort of figure from those days, which is Cassandra, which seems to pop up a lot. More in my own backyard. I'd be curious to hear if you can find that menu I mentioned, because you can also learn about how the game is diagnosing you. It told me that my player faction is esoteric, which taps out, but I don't know. Does it check out for you? Or are you going to have to check the none of the above? Bye-bye.
Friday, the 12th of January, 2024, at 8:24 p.m.
Hey, bro. That's Pippin. That was my American accent. I believe you all have just the one accent over there. Do you have a Chicago accent, David? What kind of accent do you have? I've got a... whatever. I've got an accent. Yeah, I did find that menu. I've promptly forgotten what button it was that did it on my keyboard, but I found the menu of the stuff where it kind of, it lists out a ton of the variables, I guess, that are being set behind the scenes. It was kind of disappointing because my faction is none. I think I'm just playing so vanilla that I have no flavor whatsoever. I did find that there was a variable called general.chicken, but I have not found that. I feel like the thing that the variables illustrated for me was just how disengaged from the game I have apparently been, because I'm looking at these stats in my real game, which I've been playing for like 20 hours. I'm just here for the puzzles, you know? Keep your narrative to yourself, robots. You know, in the end, maybe one of my big takeaways from all of this, I just want to not walk through walls. I want to feel the concrete. I want to be a part of it. The puzzle. Amen.
End of messages. Thank you for calling Game Thing. For more information, or to leave us a voicemail, please hang up and dial gamething.life. Consider supporting Game Thing at patreon.com/othergamethings. Goodbye.